This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Teresa Brandenburg, an Osborne County producer and also serves as first vice president of the Kansas Soybean Association, joins us. And she also is the chair of the Kansas Soybean Expo Committee. Teresa, we've just gotten finished with the Kansas Soybean Expo, and the one for 2019 is in the books.
Yes, I cannot hardly believe that we're saying that, but 2019 Soybean Expo is wrapping up. We had a great day here in Topeka. We were joined by producers from all across the state. We had a fun time just sharing that camaraderie that farmers have. We laughed a little bit. We shared some success stories, and we learned a lot of great information.
This is also not only good as far as awards, but research is also important as well to hear the latest from Kansas State University.
Most people don't possibly know that the Soybean Checkoff actually funds a lot of soybean research. So you're benefiting from those checkoff dollars because you benefit from all that research. So you can come to something like the Kansas Soybean Expo and hear what those researchers are doing to really push the envelope as far as genetics and weed technologies and those kinds of things. And we were really thankful to hear from those folks.
Especially for that everyday operation and knowing planting season's not that far away.
Yeah, we're coming right up on it, and we're just praying that Mother Nature cooperates this year.
Also a chance to recognize several producers. Awards for the value and yield contest.
Yes, we had our yield contest results. We did break 100 bushels again this year. We broke our new record. I believe it was 104 point something bushels this year, so we're really excited to see that envelope just being pushed a little bit. We know that soybean genetics are improving. We know that we as farmers are getting smarter. We're getting savvier every year, and we're really trying to be good stewards of the land and make a living for our families. So it's fun to see that.
Teresa, you also had a great keynote speaker from the Farmers Almanac.
Bob Farmer from Farmers Almanac joined us, and we had a great time. Everybody was laughing, and we know that even when things are tough, if you can laugh, that's a great day. So we were happy to have him, and it was a really fun, entertaining speech from Bob Farmer today.
There's so many unknowns right now, trade being one. We've got the farm bill to implement, but we also have the government shutdown as well.
And that's one of those reasons that organizations like the Kansas Soybean Association are so important. The commission's funding research. The association is going to D.C. We're going to Topeka. We're fighting for the interests of our farmers. So those membership dues, those dollars are supporting volunteer farmers who are fighting the good fight to really help the legislative end of our business go the way we need it to go.
That is Teresa Brandenburg, first vice president of the Kansas Soybean Association, as well as serves as chair of the Kansas Soybean Expo Committee. She joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.